One of the concerns raised by activists is the fact that the proposed merger between KeyCorp and First Niagara, if approved by federal regulators, would give two banks, Key and M&T, more than 80% of the local banking market. Thomas Kiley with the Western New York Law Center says many neighborhoods are already badly underserved.
We have concerns on both the east and west side about bank branch access, so people having access to banking services, be it as simple as a deposit or cashing a check. Many people go without these services and are unbanked. As a result of that, it perpetuates further.
And activists complain there also exists a sharp disparity in the number of loans given to whites compared to those given to minorities. While they say they do not hate the banks, the activists also don't want to be left behind. Lucy Velez offered these thoughts.
We're not the creme de la creme, okay? But we're not sour cream either, okay? So the bottom line is we got things that we can offer. We want to pay our bills. We pay our taxes. We want to keep our homes.
The Cleveland Federal Reserve is accepting public comments until the end of this weekend. Contact information is available on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.